Correction, July 2026. One finding below was originally described as terminology, assuming a CPA's vocabulary that a utility director might not have, which contradicted Sarah's own persona definition further down this post. She carries a CPA background. The gap the test actually exposed was between the tool's vocabulary and the council members Sarah has to present to, and the sentence now says so. The pre-correction wording is preserved in this post's public version history. The persona tests had already been running for over a week when, on January 18, 2026, I extracted the workflow into a standalone Playwright script and named it Sarah Test, MJS. The earlier rounds used Claude Code subagent definitions directly. The script was the point where the approach became separable from the IDE. It navigated to a staging deployment of a financial SaaS application I was building for municipal water utilities. It logged in, found the dashboard, created a scenario, and took screenshots at each step. Structurally, it was an E2E test, but the file was not named after a feature or a flow. It was named after a person. Consider a fictional persona. Sarah Martinez, director of Riverside Water District. She manages 12,000 service connections, an $8 million annual budget, and a $10 million treatment plant upgrade mandated by the EPA that she has 36 months to deliver. She needs to present 4-5 rate increase scenarios to her city council in 60 days. Her council members are not financial experts. They are local business owners, teachers, and retirees who need simple visuals they can explain to angry constituents at a town hall. Sarah is competent with Excel and QuickBooks, but is not a software developer. She expects things to just work. Sarah is a persona definition, not a real person. But the application had to work for her, or it had to work for nobody, because she represented every actual customer I intended to serve. The first Sarah test, MJS, was crude, a hard-coded Playwright script that navigated specific URLs and asserted that elements existed. It found real problems. The Create Scenario button was 3 clicks deep in a navigation menu that Sarah would never explore. The financial terminology assumed a vocabulary Sarah's council members did not have, in a tool whose entire output existed to be presented to them. The export function produced data that was correct and completely unpresentable to a city council. These are not bugs. Every test passed. Every endpoint returned 200, every component rendered. The application was functionally correct and practically unusable for its intended audience. The gap between those two conditions is what persona testing fills. From script to framework. Within weeks, one script became three. Sarah was joined by Tom Kowalski, a veteran GM managing a $45 million capital improvement program across 28,000 connections, and Maria Chen, a newly promoted director with no formal training on the predecessor systems, serving 7,500 connections. I expected the three personas to converge on the same priorities. They did not. Each persona had different goals, different levels of technical comfort, and different definitions of success. The personas were implemented as Claude Code subagent definitions, markdown files that gave the AI model an identity, a backstory, a set of goals, and instructions to navigate the application using browser automation. The key constraint, the persona knows nothing about the code base. It knows its job title, its problems, its success criteria, and a list of known routes. It navigates the application the way a real user would, by looking at labels, clicking things that seem relevant, and getting frustrated when they're not. The results were immediate and specific. Sarah couldn't find the DSCR calculator because it was behind a dropdown she had no reason to open. Tom expected entries for capital projects spanning multiple years, but could only enter line items with single amounts. Maria wanted a wizard for getting started and got a dashboard that assumed she already knew what she was looking at. Each persona produced findings that the others missed because each persona brought different assumptions about what the application should do. The scoring matrix crystallized this. Each persona rated feature requests on a 1-5 scale. The following examples are from a water utility cash flow application. Bill impact calculator scored 5 from Sarah, She needed it for council presentations, 3 from Tom, useful but not critical for his capital planning, and 2 from Maria, she didn't know what it was yet. Bond sizing calculator reversed, 5 from Tom, 2 from Sarah, 1 from Maria. The same application seen through 3 different lenses produced 3 different priority lists. All 3 were correct. The classification problem. The first iteration of persona testing produced binary verdicts, pass or fail. This was useless. A persona that fails because a page didn't render, and a persona that fails because a label was confusing are not the same kind of failure. The first is a bug. The second is a design decision. Treating them identically means you either fix everything expensive or ignore everything negligent. The system evolved to classify every finding into one of 3 categories. Fixable, CSS change, label update, navigation link, component tweak. Things that can be done in a pull request without architectural debate. The DSCR calculator being undiscoverable is fixable because you add a navigation link. Toast notifications disappearing too fast is fixable because you increase the duration. Trade-off, new feature, architectural change, significant design decision. Things that require deciding whether the effort is worth the return. Entries for capital projects spanning multiple years require a new data model. A presentation mode for council meetings requires a new view. These are legitimate product decisions, not bugs. False positive, misunderstanding of an existing feature. The persona navigated to debt service and reported a 404, but the correct route was scenarios id debt. The feature exists, the persona didn't find it. The fix is not to the application, it is to the persona's list of known routes, injected as a clarification in subsequent runs. This classification into 3 categories changed what the system optimized for. Instead of minimizing failures, it minimized fixable failures. Trade-offs were documented but deferred. False positives were fed back as context. The loop could exit cleanly only when there were 0 fixable items remaining and all personas scored above 60% readiness, a threshold that meant the application was usable, not perfect. The iterative loop. The persona tests became one phase of an improvement cycle with 8 automated phases. The full sequence: plan the fix, review the plan with a second AI model, implement, review the code, deploy to staging, run a visual fidelity inspection, run persona tests, triage the results. Phases 6 through 8, visual inspection, persona testing, and triage, were mandatory and could never be skipped, because they produced the quality scores that determined whether the loop continued or exited. The visual fidelity inspection was a separate concern from persona testing. Personas judge the application from a user's perspective. Can I accomplish my goal? Visual inspection judges the application from a design perspective. Are the colors accessible? Is the text readable? Are the elements aligned? A persona might pass because the feature works, while the visual inspector flags that the button contrast ratio fails WCAG guidelines. Both assessments are necessary. Neither subsumes the other. The protocol for breaking on critical bugs was a practical concession to efficiency. Run the personas sequentially, not in parallel. If Maria Chen hits a critical bug, page fails to render, data doesn't load, authentication breaks, stop immediately, fix it, redeploy, resume testing from where you stopped. Do not let Sarah and Tom discover the same critical bug independently. They will each report it differently, and you will triage 3 versions of the same problem. What persona testing is not. It is not unit testing. Unit tests verify that your functions produce correct output for given input. Persona tests do not care about your functions. They care about whether a water utility director can find the feature for rate comparison and produce something her council will approve. It is not ETUI testing. ETUI tests verify that a defined user flow, login, navigate, create, save, works end-to-end. Persona tests do not follow defined flows. They follow the persona's intuition about where things should be. Sarah's flow is different from Tom's flow, is different from Maria's flow, and none of them are the flow you designed. It is not usability testing. Usability testing requires humans, takes weeks to schedule, and produces qualitative feedback that resists automation. Persona testing runs on every deploy, takes minutes, and produces structured JSON with readiness percentages and actionable items. It is worse than human usability testing at capturing nuance and better at catching regressions, which makes it complementary rather than competitive. It is not a replacement for talking to actual users. The personas are approximations. They encode my assumptions about what a water utility director needs, filtered through an AI model's interpretation of those assumptions, expressed through browser automation's limited interaction vocabulary. Every layer adds distortion. But the distortion is consistent and automated, which means it catches the things that would otherwise slip through the gap between works on my machine and works for Sarah. The persona definition. In the open source framework, a persona is a YAML file. The originals were Claude Code Markdown agent definitions. YAML was chosen for the extraction because it is portable across AI providers and easier to edit without understanding the agent framework. The voice field is the one that surprised me. When the AI model adopts Sarah's voice, it doesn't just evaluate differently, it navigates differently. A persona with Sarah's impatient, time-pressured voice clicks faster, skips tooltips, and reports frustration where a patient persona would report a suggestion. The voice shapes the testing behavior, not just the report prose. This is a feature, not a bug. Real users have temperaments, and those temperaments affect how they experience your software. The known roots field prevents false positives. The critical bug protocol field defines what stops the test versus what gets noted and continued past. Both evolved from operational problems. Personas reporting features as missing when they existed at different URLs, and personas spending 30 minutes documenting a blank page when they should have stopped immediately. Why open source? When we researched the landscape during the pivot from revenue pipeline to open source projects, we found a few projects in the space. UX Agent repo published November 2024 from NEUHAI uses LLM agents to simulate usability testing with persona definitions and playwright-driven navigation. But I hadn't found an open source framework that combined YAML persona definitions with a three-category finding classification: fixable, trade-off, false positive, a false positive feedback loop, and a quality-gated iterative exit condition. Plenty of tools automate browser interactions. Plenty of frameworks define test scenarios. A few projects use AI models to drive exploratory testing. I didn't find an exact match for the specific workflow we needed. Define a persona in YAML, point it at your app, classify findings into those three categories, feed false positives back as context, and iterate until quality thresholds are met. That gap is what persona testing fills. Originally released as Persona Probe, the project has since been renamed to Persona Testing. The framework is extracted and generalized from the three water director personas that tested a specific financial SaaS application. The details specific to that application, particular routes, particular features, particular financial terminology, are stripped. What remains is the schema, the report format, the classification system, and the iterative loop that ties them together. Repository, github.com/ashitaorbis/persona-testing. In my experience, the three water director personas surfaced UX issues I had missed during months of using the application during development. Not because the issues were hidden, they were obvious the moment someone with Sarah's priorities tried to use the software. The test suite didn't see them because the test suite wasn't Sarah. The framework makes it possible to be Sarah automatically on every deploy. That is what was missing.